Well, I think as a starting point, when you begin any phase in the year, and this is certainly our second phase, if you will, off-season program being the first one, you got to kind of set some short-term goals on what we want to accomplish. And certainly, no matter what year it is in spring practice, it starts with improving fundamentally at every position. You can never stop improving in fundamentals. And spring is always a great opportunity to emphasize that, because when you get into the season, the schematic issues become greater and greater, and your time devoted to fundamentals gets a little more strained. I think, secondly, it's important that we continue to build on the intangible values of our program, which should also never be forgotten. And, you know, I talk to our team a lot about our brand of football, what our fans think of us when they watch us. And those things you can't just turn on in the fall. Things like playing with toughness, playing with great effort for 60 minutes, playing with discipline are things that have to be emphasized and reinforced throughout the year. So that'll certainly be an emphasis this spring. I think the third thing is to evaluate our personnel. And, you know, you really have two areas. One is, what players give us the best chance to win at each position? And then two, that goes along with that, those players that do give us the best chance to win, what are their strengths, what are their deficiencies, and how can we best utilize their strengths in our schemes? And, you know, that's always an ongoing process. I think the obvious one that I'm sure you'll ask about is the quarterback position. Anytime you lose a starting quarterback, that's the big question mark next season. And that's going to be a question that is not going to be answered this spring, and I want you all to know that. Playing quarterback is work in progress. There's going to be days out there where each of those guys look great, and there's going to be days out there where each of them look horrible. And you can't really get too excited when they have a great day, and you can't go in the tank when they have a bad day. So I can tell you this, and I've told both all quarterbacks this, that at the end of spring, they're not going to win a job or lose a job. I think the important thing for them is to see where they are now and then how they progress over 15 practices. And then we can see where we are at the end of the spring, and that'll roll us into training camp. From an injury standpoint, we have a number of guys who won't be practicing that first day, most of whom got some sort of surgery right after the season on nagging injuries that they fought through during the year. I'm going to just give you a list. I really don't want to go into specifics on the injury and all that, how long they're out. It's just kind of indefinitely. Every guy's a little different. David Accardo, Clayton Chambers, Greg Greathouse, Al Hawkins, Patrick Jackson, Jonathan LeBlanc, Zach Shriver, Brandon Jackson, and Bill Jones. I think the ones you probably won't see at all this spring are, just to prep you, are Accardo, Chambers, Hawkins, Patrick Jackson. Yeah. Patrick had a nagging injury that we felt like we needed to go in and try to clean up. And it's something he really fought all season. And I'm not sure he was ever 100% last year. It's something we tried to manage. It was hard for him to really work as hard as he needed to work in practice. So we're trying to get it corrected for next fall. And the sacrifice in doing that is he's going to be out sometime. So I'm hoping that starting our summer program, he's going to be ready to roll. And we need him to be. We need him to be. So the other guys, you know, we're it's kind of day to day. We have one housekeeping issue. Joe Anderson has been suspended indefinitely from the team for violation of team rules. And I don't want to go into specifics on that either, for his privacy and the team's privacy. But he will not be out there, and that's indefinitely. We do have some new faces that you guys have not seen. Kwame Jordan will be out there. He's a junior college signee playing defensive end. And Eric Harper will be out there. He's a signee who he's a mid-year graduate out of high school. Defensive end as well. Three new coaches, Stan Agan, who I think y'all have gotten the release on all these guys, coaching linebackers, Jimmy Brumbaugh coaching defensive line, and Chino Fontenette coaching running backs. Chino was with us last year. So that's kind of a rundown, and I'll let you guys ask me what you want.
You mentioned Scriber. How many of the transfers that came in last year gel with this team so far?
I think it's too early to tell. You know, there's two issues working. Number one is when you transfer, you get thrown right on scout team because you're not eligible. You know, so how much your heart's in it, it's hard to really pour your heart into the team. You're just kind of out there. You don't know the guys. So you spend really the fall kind of getting to know everybody. This is the opportunity for him and Steven to really be a part of the team. For the first time. I mean, I certainly they were a part of it in the fall, but you know, it's time now. You're really one of us. So this is going to be an important spring for both those guys. The harder issue are the props. You know, like Rolando, and because you're not allowed to practice for a full year, which I'm not sure that's the best rule, but that's the way it is. So it's really hard to be a part of something when you're not really a part of something. And that's been probably the most challenging thing.
When does he become eligible?
Not until the fall, training camp. Okay. Yeah. So that's just how the rules are. Ramon Randall was in that situation last year.
Talking about the second year for you going through this, another new challenge is though being the athletic mm-hmm. Talk about how this spring is going to shape up for you. It's going to be a good test maybe for you for the fall to kind of see how you can do both things?
I don't think right now is the test because the fact of the matter is we don't have our structure how we need it to be in the athletic department. So I'm probably going to spend a little more energy on that than I would come the fall. And not to where it would disrupt the team. This is a time where a lot of coaches have a lot of free time. I hadn't played one round of golf this year, which is killing me. But normally I would have a few rounds under my belt. So it's the free time that you're kind of giving up, not your time with the team. I do think that it's been helpful having some continuity with our coordinators. You know, we have all three coordinators back, and they now know what my expectations are. We've ironed out a lot of the schematic issues. Our players are more in tune with our schemes. So that part has made it just a lot better from last year. You know, that first year's hard. You got nine new coaches. You got new schemes on offense, defense, special teams. It's a scramble every day. It's been a little smoother for the coaching staff.
As busy as you've been, is it kind of a relief to get back in that comfort zone of spring football?
Yes, and I was commenting in there that football is even more therapeutic. Going out on that field is like therapy now, more so than ever before. You know, you can't wait to put on the visor and get out there and start coaching the players because you realize how much you love it. Not that you don't enjoy doing the other stuff, but that's fun. And so in a little way, in some ways, it gives you a little energy when you go out. I'm not sure I need more energy, but it gives me a little.
Other than QB there, what would be your concern, Derek, on these mm-hmm. positions?
Well, I think depth is always a concern. The one thing that I've noticed about our program, and I think that probably is the case for many of the, we need to get a term for non-BCS schools. I don't know what it is, but depth is always an issue for the for those kind of schools, and particularly on the offensive line. You know, we have four guys coming back who we feel really good about that started last year up front, but we got a lot of question marks on who 5 through 10 is. So that'll be a concern. I think obviously we need a considerable amount of improvement at the wide receiver position, and I think there's room to do that. So that's a concern because that was a concern last year, and there really aren't any new faces, and everybody's back. Hopefully Josh will add a little bit more to it. He was not with us last year. Defensively, we lose some more starters, but I feel like we got a real good core coming back, you know, at every level. Up front, of course, DeAnthony is kind of we got some good expectations on him. You know, you have Quinn Harris, and I think Brandon Jackson will provide a lot of leadership at linebacker. And then the secondary, of course, you got a number of guys between Baker and Weldon and Dion. So I feel like there's leadership and some experience at every level. It's just a matter of depth. And certainly up front, we got to figure out who's going to rush the passer. I mean, that's the big thing. So that's going to always be an emphasis for me. I feel like we have some guys who have the capability to do that, and it's just a matter of development.
Last year, your first spring, was it more teaching the new system, and this year it's going to be more less teaching and more execution? Or talk a little bit about, I guess, the format for this.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. You know, it's the execution. You know, you put in a play, and you tell them what to do. And when you first put in the play and you tell them what to do, you're so worried about them remembering what to do that sometimes you neglect how to do it and how to do it well. So certainly what we've done is, you know, we've watched all of our cut-ups. That's part of our quality control. We've taken every single play we have, every single front we have, every single pressure, and we say, what do we do poorly? What do we do well? How do we correct it? And that's going to be the emphasis this spring. Here's this play. Here's this technique. Last year, this was the problem. Here's how we're fixing it. So that's the emphasis. So you can focus a little bit more on the execution part of it than your first year. You know, you're so concerned about them knowing what to do, and then they just don't do it very well.
Could you talk a little bit about the quarterback situation?
Yeah, it's really no different than what I said earlier, meaning that there's not one team in the country who is losing a starting quarterback by graduation who's not going to have concern at that position. I don't care if they have an All-American in the wings. If you've never played and you've never been out there in the game, there's a learning curve. And so that's certainly a concern. And I think the answer will not be given until time is run out, you know, until we get – and it may not be the first game. That's what's hard about that position. I know this, there's not going to be an answer coming out of spring practice. So the real emphasis on that position is let's see what these guys do well. Let's see what areas we can improve them in. Let's see what they don't do well, and let's try to structure our schemes accordingly.
What's the number one question you want answered coming out of spring practice?
Well, I'd like to have a little bit of comfort in the quarterback position, you know, even though there won't be an answer. But, you know, not having an answer yet, but having feeling pretty good about what that answer may be, you know, that'll help. And I think the team dynamic is always important. I've been real pleased with our players' attitude and their work ethic and their togetherness. And, you know, I think as the more years you have in a program, the more everyone understands what the expectations are. And, you know, the hardest group to buy in is the seniors when you come in new. And I was real pleased with how they bought in. But, you know, the young guys are really that they get a better grasp of it as time goes on. So hopefully we can just carry that on.
Is Mosley going to play the same role he played last season?
We're gonna start Mike at wideout, but not to rule out him playing some quarterback. I think Mike has some unique ability and can help us at wideout, an area of need. And I think it'll also, you know, we have a pretty good evaluation of Mike at quarterback, and I think this will allow a couple other guys to get a lot of reps so we can get a good evaluation of them. So I think it helps everyone. It helps Mike get on the field. It helps the quarterbacks get more reps. But it doesn't rule out the possibility of Mike playing quarterback.
So who actually will you have working out the quarterback position? Hawkins is hurt.
Well, Ross Jenkins and Steven Ensminger are going to be, you know, the main two. I mean, we have a walk-on that came into our program, Calentone. You know, but, you know, I think everybody's interested in seeing how Ross is progressing and what Steven can do.
What about your running backs? With Patrick being out, it's going to give some of these other guys some opportunity to get some more reps. You got William Griffin.
Yeah, I think it's important William elevates his game and becomes a guy who really pushes those other two for more playing time. Then you got the young guys, Mike Compton and Alan Gilbert. You know, this is an opportunity for them to get some reps and see what their abilities are at that position.
How does it change scheme-wise the way you practice when you don't have Jackson or, you know, a set quarterback? Does it?
Well, we're going to do what we do early on in the spring. You know, we've already put in our installation really for the first six practices, and that's based on what we did last year, what we had success with last year, what we evolved to last year, and what we see that we can do with these guys coming back. Now, as you get into practice, inevitably you start saying, man, you know, Ross does this pretty good, well, let's expand that. Steven kind of does this pretty good, let's expand that. You know, I think it's kind of a combination. You start with your systems, your base stuff that we're going to run, and everybody we play knows we're running it. And then you start figuring out, well, what do we do well? I think the one good thing about our system is we do a little bit of everything. And it's just what I believe in. I don't believe in you go out there and you four wide it the whole game. I mean, that's not my philosophy. It's we can go two tight ends and hammer it and play action pass it. We can do good old pro eye formation and do the same. We can go the one back stuff, and then we can go four wides. All right, so there's elements of all the offenses that you hear about. The reason I like to do that is because, A, it's what I've always been a part of, and B, it's if they're stopping one aspect, you got something else to go to. You know, you like to bring a lot of bullets to a gunfight. And when you're doing one back and that's all you're doing and you got three runs, and in the first quarter, you're not making any yards, what are you going to do? I don't know how you adjust. So you just say, well, they got us. And then you go on to the next game. You know, that's just, I can't sit through three quarters watching the same thing fail. You know, I got to try something else. So the way to do that is you install it all. And then you formulate your game plan based on your personnel. I don't, you know, this whole image of genius, this new offense that's beating everybody, I think a lot of that's more myth than reality. So it's not one offense. It's not a scheme that beats everybody. It's the execution. You know, it's being able to be multiple, and it's having great players who can run that scheme. You know, I think the key is being sound in your systems.
So you're saying there's no genius football coaches in
it? No, I didn't say that. But it's the same old deal. Somebody wins the Super Bowl, and you say, well, we got to run that offense. Well, come on.
Still got to have the athletes.
Now, does that mean you don't, you certainly evolve, the game evolves, and you got to keep up with it. But, I mean, there's plenty of West Coast offenses that can't score a touchdown. I guess that's my point. You know, I'm not sure if Joe Montana wasn't running another offense, he'd probably be pretty good at it. But I think, you know, it takes everything. I mean, it takes good coaching, it takes good players, and it takes a sound scheme. So it's just hard for me for one thing to be the reason you have success. I think it just, it's everything, all the elements.
If your defense is stopping your offense early on in the spring, though, do you give credit to the defense, or do you just say
that's the age old argument? You know, I will say, as a head coach, I've pulled for the defense more than any other time in my career. So I kind of like it when the defense stops us. And I think it's, you get a little beat of, is it they're stopping us, or is it we're not very good on offense? I mean, same, and likewise, I get real nervous when the offense is gashing the defense, because that hadn't happened a lot on the good teams I've been around. You know, early on, it's tough on the offense. So you hope, you know, I'm kind of hoping we don't go out there and just start blistering our defense. But that's part of knowing your players and having a good understanding of why. Well, what's the issue?
Who would you consider the leaders of this team?
I think that comes in time. I think it comes in time. You know, one big thing, we don't elect captains before the season. I'm kind of a believer in that everybody has an opportunity to be a leader. And I just feel like sometimes when you elect captains, then, you know, the guy who maybe is a sophomore who has great leadership qualities that you don't know about, he kind of doesn't say much because it's the captains that are in charge, you know, and it's just philosophical to me. So, you know, there's some days that the leaders on the team are going to struggle and they're having a hard time being a leader. So what are we going to do? We're in trouble if that's our only leader. And I talk to the team about that a lot. Everybody's got leadership ability to affect somebody else. And now, naturally what happens is there's 4, 5, 6 guys that become kind of the leaders. But I'm more for letting that happen than for forcing it.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in your 1 year here as the coach? Or something you might do different than you did last spring? Or?
Well, I wouldn't have gone for 2 against Hawaii.
Some people like that.
You know, it's hard to say one thing, buddy. I've learned a ton. I'm not sure there's one, you know, I think everything that I've done, I've kind of challenged, is that the right way to do it? And we've altered it a little bit. And I don't think I'll ever stop doing that. And you know, that's always, it's a little bit my management style that sometimes gets misunderstood, and that's my fault. But when you're constantly challenging, is what we're doing right, it can be construed as, you know, you never think we're doing anything right. And that's not it, because I challenge everything that I do. And when I think there's a better way to do it, then by God, let's figure it out and do it. And that was probably an adjustment for the coaches. You know, every time when you're saying, why are we doing it this way? Why are we doing this? Is this the best way to do it? I mean, it can probably be exhausting on them constantly getting questioned. But it's not questioning their competence or what we're doing, it's really questioning their conviction and making sure, hey, we've really thought through this thing. We've talked to other people about it. This is the best way to do it. You know, because my thing is, if something isn't working, it starts with, what are we doing wrong as coaches, period. All right, well, we better get through that step before we start saying our players aren't any good, because there's always a different way you can teach it or do it.
coaches and athletic director, whenever you get that black check this summer, you might feel a little better about not getting that 2-point conversion since they could.
No, you're right about that. That could have cost us $500,000, I think. I did it for the program.
What did you do, say, last spring that you ought to be doing this time? That, hey, we don't need to be doing anything there, huh?
I don't think there's anything that we did that we won't do. We've altered a little bit how we practice. Just minor stuff. But structurally, I feel good about what we did. How we install, how we practice, the tempo, the reps.
Back to those QBs real quick. Could you just talk about the different styles for that?
I have no idea. I mean, I will tell you after they practice. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. You know, until you see guys run the offense, I mean, standing out there and slinging it around in shorts doesn't tell me anything. It's like I say, everybody wants to come and say, we got a guy. All right? I say, well, let me see the film. And then they want to spend 20 minutes talking about the guy. I'm not interested in what you say. Just let me see the film. I mean, there's no better resume on a player than the film. You know, but we'd rather sit there and talk about him for 2.5 hours and then spend 5 minutes watching the film. I'd rather watch 10 games of the guy and not hear one word you say. You know, so it's hard for me to talk about a guy if I hadn't seen him play. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's just not fair to the player. And I've seen a number of quarterbacks who are lights out in practice. And then the game time comes and you're going, who's that guy? And then, on the contrary, number of guys who you're in practice and you're going like this, you know, oh, it's going to be hard come Saturday. And then you go out there and you're watching and you just you touchdown. You're going, how did that happen? So it's just something about that position. We'll find out. I'm not going to find out anytime soon, but you're going to keep asking. That's all right. Anything else? Okay, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for being at the
right. No. Ball time. I told the coaching staff that the only way to manage this is